Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, this is Craig Ballantyne, and I sold my first product online on January 28th, 2001. And since then, I have sold over $21 million worth of products, services, coaching, and all the good stuff on the internet. And today, I want to show you the seven habits that made me the most money. And remember, I came from nothing. I really didn't know what I was doing for the first couple of years. I started my first email newsletter in 1999, didn't make my first dollar until 2 years later. But fortunately, it won't be like that for you. You can probably make your first dollar in about 2 hours once you get started online. And so again, came from nothing, had a degree as a personal trainer and was a personal trainer when I made my first sale. But really just by sticking consistently to these seven habits, I was able to build first a six-figure business and a seven-figure business and then multiple seven-figure businesses. Whoops. And here we go. The first one is magic time money creation. Magic time money creation. This is 85 Clendenin Avenue in Toronto, Ontario. If you're able to see my screen, it is just a home in the suburbs in the west end of Toronto. It's actually not the suburbs. It's actually still in the city proper of Toronto near a place called High Park. And me and two of my high school buddies lived in the top floor. And that's where I made my first sale in 2001. That's also where I discovered magic time. Now, if you wonder what the heck magic time is and why this is so important to you, just understand this is a time of day when you're three times more creative, productive, and energetic than at any other time of day. And this is 7 days a week. And if you make a habit of doing your hardest activity inside your magic time, and that hardest activity is a revenue generating activity, an RGA, then if you do an RGA inside your MT, magic time, every single day, then you will make a lot of money over the course of your career. So for me, magic time was first thing in the morning, and I was a personal trainer at the time of living in this house. And I would wake up at 4:30 in the morning, and my magic time was, because I had to go to the gym and train clients starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, my magic time was from 4:30 a.m. to 10 to 5. Because I tried working at night and I was too tired, so I knew my magic time wasn't there. But I started working 4:30 to 10 to 5. I did that 6 days a week. And in 18 months, I was able to build a business that allowed me, almost a seven-figure business, that allowed me to stop being a personal trainer. So it's an absolute game changer. So the way that I want you to think of this is, imagine magic time as a square hole on your calendar. Your most important revenue-generating activity is a square peg. And you have to put that square peg inside that round hole every single day, because your number one revenue-generating activity requires your best mental intensity and energy and creativity and productivity. And when you match those two, then you will move ahead. What most people do, and the mistake that they make, is they put email and social media and catching up on calls and running errands inside their magic time. And then they try and do their hardest revenue generating activity at a time of day when they have low energy, when they have low focus, and when they're just sick and tired of working for the day. And that never moves them ahead. So by consistently making a habit of using my magic time, protecting my magic time, and putting revenue generating money creation activities inside my magic time, and doing that, let's see, I guess that'd be 300 days a year. That was how I set myself free. The second thing is selling every day. Here you see one of our recent sales reports from Early to Rise. And you can see, first of all, we got like 15 different products that we're selling. And I'm selling them every single day through email, through Instagram, getting my team phone calls, through Facebook ads. But back in the day, even when I was at a solo entrepreneur, it was email marketing every single day. It was trying to write articles for other websites. It was reaching out and doing affiliate networking to get people to promote my products through their own email marketing and YouTube videos and so on and so forth. So every single day, I was thinking about how I could go out there and generate new customers. In his book, Ready, Fire, Aim, written by my mentor, Michael Masterson, whose real name is Mark Ford. That's another story. But Michael Masterson wrote Ready, Fire, Aim in like 2005, 2006. And in there, he says, if you do not have a $1 million business, then you must spend 80% of your time selling. But if you actually look at the habits and activities of a beginner entrepreneur, a small business, they're spending time in administration, they're spending time putting out fires, they're spending time in bad communication and in proper leadership, and that's dragging them down. They're spending a lot of time in the technical side of things, delivering the product, delivering a training, delivering the plumbing, whatever it is, and they're not spending any time selling. And that leaves them at a plateau, or worse, it actually the sales degrade over time because you're not putting time into selling every day. So you must spend as much time as possible selling every single day, because otherwise you don't have a business. It's like not spending any time breathing over the course of a day as a human, you will die. Just like if you don't spend any time selling in a business, your business will die. So you must spend time selling every single day, and that's how you're going to generate revenue in the hundreds, thousands, and eventually millions of dollars worth. Next thing I want you to do is more tracking and testing. Tracking and testing was a habit that I started probably in around 2003. So I started writing my first emails in 1999, and I wasn't tracking how many people it was going to and what people were doing. And that's why I didn't make any money. And then 2001, I started making money, but it wasn't until 2003 when I finally got an email system that allowed me to automatically send out emails to a massively large audience. And therefore, I could track the number of people that the emails went to. And you can see, if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll be able to see in the left-hand column, I had the subject line for every email. I put that in. Then I had the date. And this spreadsheet, I kept a spreadsheet for over 7,500 emails that I wrote from 2003 to about 2015. And then I stopped writing emails in my business and I taught other people to do it. But for 12 years, I sent about, you know, gosh, it'd be like 20 emails. Well, whatever it was, it was 7,500 emails over the course of 12 years. So I'm not sure how many that is per month, maybe like 20 emails per month or something, 30, 40 emails per month. And so I was writing these emails all the time, and I tracked. And like you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see on the December 7th, I sent three emails, two to one list and one to a different list. So I would track the subject line so that I could see and improve my subject lines over time. I could see what worked, what put in numbers, if I put in how to, if I put in the person's name, if I put in the word controversial, if I put in free, I could see how that changed the open rate. And so then I could see how many people got sent to. I could see how many people clicked in an email. I could see, I included what copy, what I was promoting, and then I could track my sales. And some of this stuff won't make any sense to anybody because I had different product numbers. And then I had a platinum sales, basic sales in my membership, and I had the daily revenue. So this is from way back in like 2005 or six. And I was making like an average of about $700 to $1,000 per day in email marketing, maybe a little bit more between my fitness business and my showing other people how to build a business. So this would have been 2007 because that's when I started my online super profits. So there you go. Just through email revenue alone, I'm making about $1,000 a day. And you know, that was just a part of the seven-figure business, including the affiliate marketing and all that stuff that I was doing. So I was tracking and testing, and I would track an experiment, and then based on the results of the experiment, I would try a new test. And it was just that circular loop allowed me to become very good at marketing. So this goes for every habit in life. Like if you want to improve your numbers in the gym, you track and test. If you want to improve your diet, you track and test. If you want to improve your sales closing on the phone, you track and test. If you want to improve your email marketing, whatever it is, your Facebook ads, you track and test. So that was a habit that was really powerful. So it was make that money time creation, then sell every day, then track and test the selling efforts. And waking up and going to bed at the same time every day was one of the most on the personal development or the physical habit side, one of the most important. And I didn't start this until I was 32. So I read it in Michael Masterson's email newsletter, Early to Rise, when I was 25 years old. And I resisted it for 7 years because almost every Saturday night I was going out late. Now, most of the time during the week, I was getting up from Monday through Saturday at the same time, maybe a little bit later on Saturday. But I was going to bed at all different types and times at night, even during the week, and especially on the weekend. And I was ruining my energy levels. And it wasn't until Wednesday or Thursday I'd get back on track after the weekend. But when I finally made the switch and when I was 32, when I had a really boring weekend one time, or a really boring 3 week stretch, I always tell people, give it 21 days. You know, the next time your social calendar is really boring, just go to bed at the same time every night, get up at the same time every day. You will have so much more energy, and that energy will then allow you to be better in your magic time. And that energy will allow you to track and test and do better experiments and think, because in the next habit, I really took advantage of white space walks. And I encourage white space walks. In fact, I have entrepreneurs who are making, I have this one client that I force him to go on a walk every Friday morning. He has a $10 million a year supplement company in France. And by adding these white space walks, he solved so many of his problems. I have another client in the Boston, Massachusetts area with a $30 million a year supplement, or not supplement company, manufacturing company that make ocean degradable straws. And he does hikes. These are called white space walks because if you're watching on YouTube again, there's a picture of me and my abs and Bally the dog. And we spent a lot of time walking, like 2 hours a day walking, because he didn't really like playing with other dogs and he had a lot of energy. So we would go for hour long or a walk twice a day or 3 45-minute walks. And I didn't listen to anything. I just walked with no inputs, and I just thought and brainstormed things. And it was on one of these walks in 2012 I had moved to the east side of Toronto, the Beaches neighborhood, and we were walking through this little gulch. And that's where I thought of a headline that I was able to use in this Home Workout Revolution program, which was my best-selling program of all time. And it was all from white space walks, where you're away from inputs and it allows your brain to make sense of all the inputs that you've had and everything that you've studied. But most people, they don't make the habit of having any white space in their calendar or in their brain. And therefore, they're always very reactive. But if you have white space and you go for these walks, you're proactively thinking and solving problems. And it was a huge game changer for me. So I encourage you to adopt the habit of white space walks. Something on a Thursday or Friday morning or Saturday morning, even if you only get one walk in per week in nature, research shows that your brain thinks differently. And if you go back in time, 300, 400 years ago, you look at Tchaikovsky, you look at Beethoven, you look at Bach, you look at Mozart, you look at Charles Darwin and Charles Dickens, they all went for long walks in the afternoon. So they produced in the morning and then went for walks in the afternoon to get their ideas for the next morning. So it's a really powerful habit that's been used for centuries by some of the most creative minds in the world. And you would be, I think, foolish to ignore it. You know, being outside of your regular workspace, if the legend is true, you know, Newton was sitting under the apple tree. He wasn't sitting in his office when he thought about gravity. You know, the apple hit him on the head. Now, whether or not that's true or not, but that's a great, you know, visualization of being outside of the regular workspace and having a big aha moment. It's the same when you're in the shower. You always have those big ideas because your brain works differently in novel environments. Number six, investing in myself. So there's a quote from Warren Buffett that says, "The best investment you can make is an investment in yourself. The more you learn, the more you'll earn." Now, I guess I should have put this one before the white space walks, because the more you invest in yourself and you learn, it allows your brain on those white space walks to put it all together. And to put it all together, whether you're learning copywriting, whether you're learning sales training, whether you're learning software programming or whatever it is, like, your brain will have those big ahas after you've learned, and then you go for those white space walks. So Buffett says, take your money, put it back into yourself. Alex Hormozi, who's a big shot on YouTube and has a great book and is a very successful entrepreneur under the age of 30. I mean, he's well over $30 million and he's under 30, and he invested all of his money back into himself. It was pretty interesting. He said in one of his videos that he didn't even have an investment account until he had $14 million in his bank. Because he invested all of his money back in himself, and then his business just blew up and he didn't even have time to invest. Now he does, but that just shows you the power of investing in yourself. Books, courses. I mean, I'm going through 3 different courses right now. from financial engineering to sales to copywriting to leadership to organization. I'm reading books. I'm always investing in myself and learning. And I go to events. I've been in masterminds that cost me $100,000 a year. I have one that doesn't cost you that much, but you can certainly come down to my events in Cancun and invest in yourself. So make sure that you are doing that. Number seven was talking to myself. This habit of speaking was really helpful to me as an introverted, anxious type person. I had to learn how to speak properly. And what that means is I had to learn how to properly articulate my thoughts and become a better persuader and have more energy. And by making videos every single day that I started in about 2017, I started making selfie videos every single day. In addition to that, I also practice my presentations a whole lot more. So every time I went on stage, I practiced my presentations. And then I did 600 podcast interviews. So I was interviewed 600 times on different podcasts. Next week, I'm going on Jim Rome's show, a really famous finance guy. I was just on a really big lawyer show. But I started out with these really small podcasts and I learned how to speak without saying or ah. I learned how to tell my stories better. I even learned how to tell a joke or two, although you probably wouldn't believe it based on this podcast that you're listening to right now and my lack of jokety jokes so far. But just by becoming better at speaking into my phone, I became better at selling and communicating in many ways. And so what I tell people to do is do a 1-minute video every single day into your phone. Now, you don't have to publish or post those anywhere. But in addition to the 1-minute video per day, every single day for the next 30 days, I also want you to do 2 3-minute videos per week and then 1 10-minute video per week like this YouTube video. And if you do that consistently, you will build your confidence because you might right now be very, very awkward and very hesitant to speak into your phone. But the young folks of today, I mean, what really switched my mind was I saw this young woman walking down the street in Toronto about 7 years ago, and she was oblivious to everything going on because she's speaking into her phone on FaceTime to a friend. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's how people operate these days. They don't care if you're speaking into your phone. No one's going to judge you anymore because everybody's just speaking into their phone. So practice speaking into your phone. It will make you better. And then you'll become better at speaking on stage and speaking in front of a camera for YouTube and all that sort of stuff. So by doing that, it allowed me to make a whole lot of money as a speaker, even though I was not once a very good speaker. I had spoke as if I had marbles in my mouth and I ummed and awed a lot and I read my slides, but now I've learned how to become a better storyteller. But that was just a habit that I put in every single day. And making 1-minute videos with a deadline forces you to get stuff out there pretty quick. Finally, the bonus habit that I used over the years to quit drinking, to quit swearing, to become a better speaker, to become a better person, to, you know, lighten up, to all these things, you know, and even find the love of my life, Michelle, was public accountability. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you see this video, this little picture, and it shows outside eyes and 2 mountain peaks. And there's a little mountain peak and a big mountain peak. And accountability is where you get coaching and outside eyes from somebody else. And the somebody else says to you, because they know you very well and they see your talents and skills, they raise the bar for you. So you think that you're only capable of achieving the little mountain peak, but the coach comes along and says, no, I know that you're capable of achieving so much more, especially when you use a proven blueprint. You have the talent, you have the skills, you have the energy, you have the ambition, you have the persistence to achieve much more than you're capable of achieving now. And I'm going to hold you accountable to it. So we're going to build a plan. And I build a plan with all my coaches, you know, and then I spend time with guys like Bedros Koulian who make me play up a level in life. And then they hold me accountable. And what that means is that they know my goals. And then if they see my actions are not in alignment with my goals, they know they're mismatched and they're going to cause me a lot of stress. So by being around them, I go and play up a level and I go beyond what they expect. And so when you have accountability to somebody you deeply do not want to disappoint, you will move mountains in your life and you will achieve the top highest mountain peak that you possibly can. You will reach your full potential. If you need public accountability, this is where you go and you tell people in a Facebook group or you tell your mastermind group or you tell your coach or you tell your church or you tell your sports team. You just say to people, you say, hey, I'm going to make this change. And then by publicly declaring this, you will stick to it because you don't want to be seen as a man or woman who breaks their word, because that makes you a hypocrite. And a hypocrite is like below purse thief, you know, purse snatcher. It's like, you know, people who don't pay their parking tickets, then people who snatch purses from grandmas, and then under that is hypocrite. And you don't want to be a hypocrite. because people just don't like that. They don't like people who don't keep their word. And if you can't keep your word about a goal you're setting, what else are you lying to me about is what people think. So public accountability, if you really want to hold your feet to the fire, getting public accountability is key. But also getting individual accountability from somebody you deeply do not want to disappoint is a game changer. It's a game-changing habit in my life. So let's just run through all of those again. So I made time every day to create money in my magic time. First of all, I found my magic time through doing time journaling and paying attention to my energy levels and realized morning was it for me. Then I made sure to sell every day because Michael Masterson says that if you don't have a business worth $1 million, you must spend 80% of your time selling. Then I did tracking and testing. I tried a new way of selling. I tried a new subject line. I tried a different style of email and I learned, I got results and I adjusted course. Then I made sure to get up at the same time every single day and go to bed at the same time every day, which gave me more all-day energy to apply to my good habits. I made time on my calendar for white space walks. That's the great thing about having a dog or, you know, loving hiking or whatever it is. But make sure that you're not always listening to music or iBooks, audiobooks while you're walking. And even when you're exercising, do it without input once in a while and let your brain think and connect the dots. That's a game changer. Always be investing in yourself. I spend over $100,000 a year investing in myself every year and have since about 2007. And it's, you know, paid off 10x and more. And then talking to myself or talking to yourself will allow you to become a better speaker. And then finally, getting public accountability, making a habit to share your goals with people who are going to hold you on track and who you deeply do not want to disappoint is how you're going to get ahead in life. So if you want to hit me up, go to Real Craig Ballantyne. I spelled my Instagram wrong on the YouTube video. It's Real Craig Ballantyne with an E on the end. If you want to send me a message there, I'm very responsive. I check it twice a day. And if you want to see if our coaching and accountability is right for you, then head on over to craigballantyne.com/IG. Just fill out a little application. And if it's a good fit for us to jump on the phone, we'll do so. We'll give you some value. It won't be a waste of your time. You'll get some value on the call. And if it's a good fit, we'll tell you about what we can do next. But I'd love to hear from you. I'd also love for you to learn more about these techniques that I've talked about in my books at craigballantyne.com/freebook. So share this with a friend, comment down below about what helped you the most, and make sure you subscribe and tell all your friends about it because I'm going to be making more videos like this and I look forward to sharing them with you soon because I started out as a broke, struggling, introverted, socially anxious trainer and I don't want you to ever go through what I went through. I want you to be as successful as I became in faster time than I ever did. All right. So looking forward to working with you and helping you and we'll see you in the next video.